Welcome, everyone. It is the Thursday, the 24th of August, 2017, and it's 9 p.m. Eastern, and we have the Committee of Safety call.
Good evening, everybody. How are you doing tonight? Captain John here. Tonight, I am going to talk about the serious nature of what I expect to happen over the next 4 weeks.
That's what I entered in on the fourth try. It took it.
And I'm going to start by reviewing the plan. And the plan was made public back in March of 2012 with the epic interview between Drake Bailey and David Wilcock. And David Wilcock was not compromised at that time. He and Corey Good are compromised and are bad guys now. But we'll leave that for a discussion for another day. The plan's history started back in 1953 when the U.S. military discovered that their troops were getting slaughtered in Korea. And they knew that somehow their troop movements and battle plans were being given to the enemy. And the U.S. military discovered that it was the central bankers, a.k.a. the Rothschilds guys, and the central banksters who were financing both sides of every war since the Revolution. Since that time, the U.S. military has tried to put it together to take back our republic and take down the cabal on this planet. In 1975, Drake Bailey was given a copy of the plan. And he says that it was about 5 inches thick at that time. Well, in March of 2012, with an interview with David Wilcock, and this is on YouTube. All you have to do is dial in the Drake Wilcock interview or the plan, and it will come up. And in that epic two-hour interview, which is where I discovered Drake Bailey and the plan, he explains exactly what is going to go down when we take back our republic. And I'm bringing that up because I expect almost all of this to happen in the next 4 weeks. And so the plan, originally as intended, was that the military has been stashing billions of tons of food and water all over the country for the last 20 years. I will tell you that many military officers since the Korean War have died because of the plan. The epic one, of course, is in 1992 when about 9 flag officers went down in a plane crash over Florida. That's pretty well known. So the plan is basically that we're going to have to shut down the entire central banking system, do the global currency revaluation, a mass arrest of all the Bushes, Clintons, Rockefellers, Cheneys, the Supreme Court, the Congress, and the White House, as well as all the Wall Street banksters. And then we're going to restore the Republic and the Constitution and go from there. And so that's the basic overall view of the plan. Well, over time, because of battle plans, some of that has been modified, but it is essentially correct. So if you go back and listen to the Drake Wilcock interview, you should have a pretty good idea of what is about to happen over the next 4 weeks. Now, as my intel has indicated, and you can quote me if you like, but I can't vet this, I will just tell you that what I have been told, and so far this has been held quite true, is that the bad guys' plan has been, continues to be, is in your face on TV every night for the last couple of months, an open insurrection and treason against the presidency and the Republic of the United States in the form of attempting to impeach Trump, create riots in all the major cities in this country, and then a takeover coup led by none other than Obama. And that is their plan. And they have been executing it. And it's in your face on TV every night. I will tell you that plan will not succeed, but that is in fact exactly what is going on. Now, the reason I bring this all up is I have mentioned on several occasions that our committees of safety and the people on this call are the ones that are aware that this is coming down and that our communities will require some cool heads when this all goes down for guidance on keeping people calm, cool, and collected. I expect, in fact, that it is reasonable to assume that there will be disruptions in the supply lines. It's meaning that bread and milk and water may not be available in the food stores, and by all our estimates for quite a few years now, we're expecting no more than 2 weeks. And so far, we're kind of running on the smooth side of the meter rather than the rough side of the meter for this transition. So that seems to be holding true. It is likely that the banks will close, and I don't know if this will all happen in conjunction. When the banks close, your credit and debit cards and your ATM cards will be useless. You will not be able to gain access to your bank accounts. So whatever money that you have in your pocket, that's what you will have to work with. And I think that this is a fairly reasonable scenario of what is about to happen. As far as mass arrests are concerned, it didn't happen, and I don't think it's going to happen the way it was originally intended, where a couple thousand bad guys were arrested. The military, the positive white hats and the positive military have decided Sun Tzu, the art of war, it is better discretion, that has scaled back somewhat. But I will tell you, in 2008, at the time of the big financial crash, the provost marshal of the U.S. Navy had a couple hundreds paddy wagons lined up on Wall Street, was ready to start throwing people in them, and he was told to stand down. So if you don't think this is real, if you don't think this is possible, it was already on the streets in New York City ready to go at that time. So here we have a scaled-back version. And it is currently my understanding, like I said, number one, we have this bad guy's plan to impeach Trump, cause riots, and then have an open coup, and that will fail. The arrests, as I understand it now, will be the head of the snake, more or less. And that would be, in fact, Bushes, the Clintons, the Rockefellers, the Cheneys, the Kissingers, the heads of Wall Street, the CEOs of places like Boeing, that are all part of the secret space program that have been hiding all this hidden tech. And I do, in fact, expect that to happen. So the reason that I bring this up tonight is because you guys are the ones that are going to be responsible for taking care of your local community. And there's an old thought that says you can't take care of anybody until you take care of yourself. And so with that thought in mind, I do strongly advise you, as I have for the last 5 years, to have a two-week supply of emergency stuff. And what I mean by that is food, and that would be canned goods and powdered goods that maybe just require some water and some heat. You definitely need water. You need meds. You may need pet food. I have strongly advised that you have junk silver. As a medium for purchasing goods and services in this two-week period, because it is unknown whether the Federal Reserve note, aka the U.S. dollar, is going to be worth anything or be accepted in this transition period. That may or may not be part of this process. I don't know anymore, and nobody's telling me. And the reason that I bring up junk silver is because it's the cheapest commodity of the precious metals, gold and silver. Junk silver is pre-1964 U.S. quarters and dimes, and I have a snootful. Now, I will also tell you that I got a couple of ounces of gold just for speculative purposes. It is my understanding that if you removed the corruption of the global markets right now, gold is about 8,000 an ounce, and silver is about 800 an ounce. I don't know what's going to happen during transition. I've heard speculation varying greatly. I have considered on a very conservative side that gold will triple in value after it peaks, the smoke clears and comes down, and you can actually sell it to a buyer. It is more likely that it will go to five times its value. I've heard it go as high as possibly 20, 25,000 an ounce, and that's just unknown. We don't know. But the point being that the junk silver was the most affordable for all us middle-class Americans that are living paycheck to paycheck and trying to get by. And then I suggested that you have guns and that you have ammunition. And the reason for that is not because the commies are coming or the Obama army is coming or the Russians are coming. It has to do specifically with crowd control, and that is your family, your friends, your neighbors, your church members, your school members, who are going to be clueless. And there's always that one wise guy in the crowd who's going to say, who made you boss? Well, at this stage of the game, when all this goes down, I will not personally entertain those discussions. I will ask him calmly or her calmly to behave yourself, understand that I do understand what's going on. I am in control. I am running the show. And if you don't shut the hell up, I'm going to put one in your thigh. And there's no reason to kill anybody, and I don't advocate anybody to be killed, and I don't think anybody should die in this transition. But this is going to be an emergency crowd control measure, and these people are going to freak the hell out. That neighbor that you have on the block that's got three kids and a wife, and he thinks he's going to use his credit cards and his ATM card and get cash out of the bank, is going to freak out when he runs out of milk and bread for his kids on day two. And this may go 14 days. I don't know. This may go 5 weeks. I don't know. But my point is that you guys that are on this call need to protect yourselves. You need to have all of these preparations in advance so that you don't have to worry about yourself or your family, so that you can step up and take care of your community. You can't help others until you help yourself. And so that's why I'm taking the time to go over what you may have heard before, but I'm very serious about the timing of this. You may recall that I have mentioned that between August 23rd and September 23rd, I expect a lot of epic things to happen, and we're seeing it happen. We're seeing the crescendo, the peak of the Trump attacks. I have been told, I can't guarantee this, but I've heard this from several different sources, completely unrelated to each other, that the alliance of the positive military white hats, Russia and China, and for those of you who don't know, they got together 4 years ago and recognized that the cabal wanted to take over the planet and do mass genocide in World War III and said, nope, we're not playing. So everything that you hear in the mass media over the last 3 or 4 years to the contrary is horse hockey. It's baloney. Point being that the alliance of the positive military white hats, Russia and China, through, I am told, proxies, and I don't know what that means, but you can get some idea of it, are going to do a blitzkrieg invasion of North Korea. It's going to be over before they know what hit them. And the reason for that is real simple. That is the last stronghold of the Khazarian Mafia. And the Khazarian Mafia is the last obstacle between us and freedom. And once the Khazarian Mafia goes down, that's game, set, and match. The global currency reset can proceed, and the arrests of the big dogs can proceed. I can also tell you that I have been told that for quite some time now, the Bushes and the Clintons have been under house arrest, and a few others that are under house arrest, which just skipped my mind at the moment. And so far as my intel is concerned, I think that has been true. So we are coming down to this four-week period where we're going to see the invasion of Korea and the takedown of the Khazarian Mafia, the global currency reset, and the arrest of the big dogs. And I expect all of this to happen in the next 4 weeks. I've been wrong before. I have said things similar over the last 5 years. The linear timelines have not come to fruition, but everything that I have talked about has, in fact, occurred, just not at the time that I had described. However, this seems to be very, very different. And even though I can't guarantee squat from Shinola, I will tell you that I got a pretty high confidence that what I am talking about is about to occur over the next 4 weeks. And so I reiterate, Number one, I need you guys and gals on this call to be prepared. I need you to have your food, your water, your meds, your pet food, your junk silver and or cash, and guns and ammo ready and rocking. I mean, this is not a joke anymore. You know, at some point, the old story is even a broken clock is right twice a day. At some point, everything that I am saying has to be correct, and I feel strongly that's in the next 4 weeks. So number one, you guys need to be ready with your own families so that you can take care of your communities. Now, with that in mind, I'm now about to read the community leader's brief. I posted this on our NLA Illinois and Investigative Research Committee Facebook pages, and I posted the link on the Committee of Safety forum on National Liberty Alliance page. This document I have been in possession of for about 4 years. It's from moveon.org. I think this is an excellent document. I would suggest that all of you download it and save it. Perhaps if you have the capability, you could print these up, because I know that wherever I am at the time that this all goes down, I will gather all of the people in the vicinity through a little meeting and explain to them what's going on and hand these out. And this is an excellent document. So I am going to read that document now. It says, Dear Community Leader, you have been given this brief so that you may understand what is happening now in regard to the closure of the banking system. We hope you will maintain the calm and peace of your community during this short period of change. We also will encourage you to support those in positions of responsibility to help maintain the status quo in regard to the vital necessities of your local community. We are hoping that food, water, electricity, internet, gasoline, transportation, and phone service will not be disrupted during this banking system changeover. Furthermore, this community leader brief has been created to help you understand what is transpiring around the world at this time. The person or persons giving you this brief are part of a worldwide network which is dedicated to a peaceful transition to a transparent financial system for a banking system which is worldwide. Who do we represent and who is behind the process? Our group is comprised of intelligent, aware individuals from all segments of society, and we are dedicated to nonviolent change. We have been made aware of what is now transpiring by key individuals in the world's secret service organizations and military. Top-ranking members of the world's political infrastructures are also supporting these lawful enforcements. These honored patriots in the CIA, NSA, FBI, military, sheriff, and police forces have counterparts from around the world involved in a simultaneous sweep of financial criminals. To summarize, there are large international multi-jurisdictional task forces who have uncovered large-scale corruption in the financial and political arenas and are now taking lawful actions to end this criminal behavior. Certain leaders of regional and national law enforcement agencies and police forces are aware of what is now taking place as well. We also anticipate military presence to be deployed in the cities to help maintain the peace. We are anticipating broadcasts over the emergency broadcast network to explain the situation very soon if they have not begun by the time you have received this document. What is happening and why are the banks closed? What is happening at this time is a necessary financial reset of the global central banking system. Unfortunately, this must necessitate the closing of every computer tied into the central banks. This will leave the entire planet without access to cash, ATM machines, credit cards, or stock markets. There will be no currency available other than what is already in circulation for a maximum time of possibly 2 weeks. The intent and plans of these lawful agencies in charge are hoping for is a best case scenario of 3 to 5 days for the banking system to be offline. However, with so many variables at play, the exact time it will take to effect this changeover in reality is unknown at this time. This lack of money amongst the world's populace clearly may create some hardships in various locations, as some may panic for not being able to access their money via the normal channels. Your vital role in this process. This is where our contact with you and your leadership is vital to maintain an open, honest, and transparent communication network with those in your community and those fellow community leaders who will possibly not know what is happening or be able to receive this brief in a timely manner. One of the most important actions we will ask you to perform is the monitoring of the local police forces that are not aware of this event and what is transpiring. They may see the people's confusion and mistake this natural reaction as hostile or potentially violent. We ask that above all, these forces remain vigilant, proactive, and refrain from violence. Important suggestions to maintain peace for a harmonious change. We ask that food and water banks and local community groups be encouraged to begin to serve the populace if these bank closures result in disruptions to any of the following for too long: transportation, food, water, electrical grid, cell phone towers, internet, television, emergency services, hospitals, and any other vital network that may be affected. How do we know this is happening now? Our group has been contacted, and we have been asked to act as an informational network and infrastructure to support you in your appointed tasks, whatever they may be. If you are a mayor or a water district manager or the community's liaison to the power companies, we hope you will see to it that your responsibilities and services remain uninterrupted during the time while the banks are closed. We further ask that you provide a means to get these necessities to those who require them via the local community's infrastructure, such as soup kitchens on school grounds, or distribution of water for those in need. We ask that hospitals and emergency services be given priority and support to protect the aged and infirm. Why is this happening? Unfortunately, there have been criminal malfeasance within the world banking systems, including the Federal Reserve, for many years. These individuals in charge have corrupted many aspects of the world's political infrastructure, and greed and lust for power has thwarted the democratic process and caused much harm to our world's ecosystems and societal and national relations. This is evidence to be presented to the public. Evidence is being held, which indicates a system of financial fraud and corruption, which has resulted in the institutionalized theft of trillions of the world's hard-earned money. This is now ending, as the evidence and the serving of indictments and arrests of those responsible has now begun. These individuals involved in this conspiracy are very powerful and politically connected criminals. They have been repeatedly warned to follow the laws of their respective countries, but some of them have refused. Time to act. This refusal to comply with the law has now forced closure of the central banks, which is now affecting the entire world banking system. This radical action is required to enforce the law and is now being implemented by a coordinated police force action around the globe. The reason this has not been done by alerting the populace beforehand is because the criminals in charge control the world media and have established censors worldwide. A policeman does not tell a criminal he is going to be arrested or he will flee. Powerful leaders will fall. This banking racketeering operation has included some very powerful public figures, which when the dust settles will most likely shock many people. This is not a military coup or anything negative. In fact, we feel this will allow for a more honest system of governance, which will find worldwide support as the truth is revealed to the public in the weeks to come. The right to question the truth of this brief is noted. We understand you may not be aware or agree to this information that is being presented here, but we ask you to consider that this brief was created on September 29, 2013. This should help to act as evidence that what is now taking place was known by us who created this document beforehand. We further want to reiterate that this is not a military coup, and there is no reason for panic and fear. Whether you believe us or not, as to the nature of this worldwide event, We ask that you do your best to facilitate calm and peace within your communities as efficiently as possible. In conclusion, we ask that you keep an open mind to this document and know we are supporting you in your position of responsibility and power as a leader of your community. Please know that this transition is intended to be for a short period of time only. You will be asked to think locally and to not wait for federal instructions as certain communication channels may be disrupted. Please study this document and, if possible, talk candidly to the persons who brought this brief to your attention. They may have some very good wisdom to clarify what is happening and will share ideas that may benefit you and your community. We also have a website, Prepare for Change, where you may access links to articles and evidence that what we are saying has been in process for quite some time. We will encourage you to educate yourself via these links. If the internet network remains open during the time of the closing of the banks, these links will help you understand more. If the internet is down, we ask you to interface with those who brought you this document. All right, so that's the document. Now I will add a few couple of notes here. Current scenario as things have changed. I don't think, and I have been told, that the global currency reset will happen concurrent with the arrests. I don't know that to be true, but I think the military has decided that it is better to do the arrests and the restoration of the Constitution and the Republic before the reset to minimize confusion. So a lot of this document describes the fact, as it was written originally with the plan, that all of this would be concurrent. I don't think that's going to happen, but I don't know. So I wanted to point that out. I do want to point out that the positive military white hats have been preparing for this for decades. Decades. They have a complete team to keep the lights on. They've got a complete team to keep the federal government going. They got a complete team to keep the grid on. They got a complete team to keep the internet running. They got a complete team to keep your sewer and water on. They got a complete team to take over the media and keep it running. What actually transpires and in the wave of interruptions, nobody knows. But I can tell you with some certainty that those teams are in place. And the reason that I will tell you that I think that you can't be certain of anything is because of rogue elements. There's always going to be that rogue cabal guy that's got his hand on some toy of destruction that can't be foreseen that may slip through the cracks. So what I am saying here is nationally, I don't expect the grid to go down. That doesn't mean it won't go down in your neighborhood or your county or your town or your city. There's no way of knowing what a rogue may do. But there's nothing cataclysmic, there's nothing catastrophic at all going to be permitted. So on a national level, we're going to be fine. But on a local level, which is the point of committees of safety, your county level, no such guarantees can be proffered. And that is one of the reasons I wanted to make some side comments about that document. But as you saw, it was written in 2013, and it really covers everything quite nicely. And so that is the reason why I give it to you tonight. And that covers everything that I wanted to say. And I will now open up the call for general discussion and questions.
Well, thank you, John. This is Nikki.
Hello, Nikki. How you doing, kid?
Being the soft skills person in this, I'm wondering, I didn't hear anything about conflict resolution between the people who are doing their work but yet disagree on how it ought to be done.
I gave you my point. My point is you're going to look at the end of my gun barrel, and if you don't like it, I'm going to shoot you. That's not a joke. That is not up for discussion. I'm not going to entertain any discussion. I'm just going to shoot you in the leg, period. End of story. I have hundreds, if not thousands, of people to worry about, and I don't care about the loudmouth who's going to object. I'm trying to make that crystal clear. I'm not going to accept any compromises or any discussion. You had all the time before this happened to do that. When it goes down, this is a military operation. It's going to be treated militarily, and that is how I am personally going to act, and I know many other us soldiers and warriors are going to do the same.
And I appreciate that, because there is a time for, you know, the laws of nature and nature's God imply that, you know, when a body gets unhealthy, that, you know, it triggers the mechanism to resolve the conflicts in the body and to wipe out the bad cells. So I do understand it from that particular point of view. However, once the body does get well, so it doesn't fall into that kind of a problem again, what's being done about that?
Well, all I can tell you is that from my personal standpoint, I would be very happy to holster my weapon as soon as possible, whether that's 2 days or 2 weeks or 2 months afterwards, and let the organizational structure of people acting responsibly begin to coalesce and get together and figure out how they're going to run their local communities from there.
And from dealing with people who just want to shoot them on the spot if they object to anything, do you think there is going to be anybody brave enough to come forward and saying, hey, look, there's a better way of handling this?
This has been, and Robert can second this, it's a sore spot with both of us. This is why we have very grave and serious concerns about militias, oath keepers, three percenters, and the like. Because all they want to do is shoot first and ask questions later, and they don't even know who the enemy is. And that's why it is a sad case that we're a little weakened in this process, because we cannot rely on these organizations up front for command and control. And what we're talking about here still on the table is command and control. And there are people that are on this call, and people like myself, that are in positions of command and control that are going to have to exert this force unless and until everybody else gets in line. How that's all going to work out, I don't know. I don't know.
And I do understand the need. I mean, do not get me wrong when I'm asking these questions. However, there is what that also does, though, it leaves the opportunity for those who are more ill-intent to come forward and do the same to you in the name of...
Well, then they're going to end up dead, because as the Navy SEALs have taught me, use superior firepower.
I hear you. And, you know, I was military, so I do understand all these tactics. However, you know, there is an afterworld, and that concerns me, that people can make a smooth transition or it can be very rough. And that's all I have to say. I yield.
And your point is well taken. I am very concerned, as you stated a moment ago, about rogue elements, meaning street gangs, motorcycle gangs, Muslim extreme, you know, that I hate to say Muslim extremists, because they're all paid thugs and criminals. There's no such thing as a frickin' terrorist. Anybody who believes there's a terrorist is an idiot. But those groups could see an opportunity and will. You know, with human nature, you're spot on. You're absolutely correct. There are going to be those who are going to try that, and that's why superior firepower is the answer.
Yeah,
go ahead.
This is Russ in North Carolina. The document you just read, are you going to post that on the NLA website?
I can't. I still don't have access on a way to post documents on the NLA website. I'm working on getting together with Carl so that I know how to do that or can do that. However, I did post that document on our NLA Illinois and our Investigation Research Committee Facebook pages. They're in the files section. I posted them there today. I also put up the link. You can easily pull it up on the internet. It comes right up. If you type in community leaders brief in your search engine, it pops right up.
Who published it? I missed the title of it, or whoever.
I forget.
Is that Russ Van Sant?
Prepareforchange.org.
Don.
Okay, prepare for change. Okay, thank you. And what do you think about presenting that document to mayors and county commissioners?
I'm sorry?
What do you think about presenting that document to the mayors of towns and county commissioners?
This is specifically why it was written.
Okay. And the sheriff? Okay. Thank you.
Those guys. Yeah, those guys. That's why this document was written, but I think it's also useful to your friends and neighbors on your block.
I found, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Yes.
Yes, go ahead.
I found this on the National Liberty Alliance.org under COS. If you scroll all the way down to comments, it says COS call August 24th, and then underneath that is community leadershipbrief.org,
yes.
And there's the letter.
I posted that today, yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
so,
John?
Yeah.
John?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, if you post that, you probably ought to put that this has not been issued and enforced right now. It's an alert of, what's possibly going to take place. To update people.
I have only so much time. You're probably right, but I put that up there for the people on this call. The people on this call know that, and if they didn't bother to come on this call, they didn't know that. You're absolutely right. I just have so much time.
Yeah, because if he's going to send that or give that to members, the sheriff or any public official, he's going to look like...
We all can only do so much.
That's all I wanted to make a comment on. And
it's a valid point. I just wish I had 6 clones and then I could get it done.
I yield.
Okay, dokie. Thank you, sir.
That's why I'm asking people to volunteer to do things. It's because everybody that's doing things is so busy they can't get it all done.
We have done a remarkable job. I'm gonna let you in on this. I refer to this little ditty in relation to sailors like myself that do offshore deliveries, but it most assuredly applies to all the NLA members that are doing what they can. And this is how the ditty goes. We the unwilling, led by the unknowing, have been doing so much with so little for so long that now we can do anything with nothing.
that was a sign on my work center door while I was all through my door.
Well, is everybody going to have the same currency after the reset? Is this like the one world currency?
I will explain to you what I understand, and this makes perfect sense, although the parameters may not be as exact as possible. The Federal Reserve note is currently worthless. That money that you have in your wallet, that dollar bill, that 5, that 10, that 20, that 50, that 100, is frickin' worthless. It may be worth a penny at best. And the only reason it has any value is that we've all been duped into believing it has value. It's a promissory note. The Federal Reserve promises that it has value, and those are the bad guys who put us in this position. So your Federal Reserve note, your U.S. dollar in your wallet has been and continues to be completely frickin' worthless. That being said, it is supposed to be exchanged, as I understand it currently, and this may not be true, and it may change, on a one-to-one basis, and it was my understanding that it was supposed to be a U.S. Treasury certificate, and that will be gold-backed, and that will have a one-to-one exchange. You will get one U.S. Treasury certificate, dollar, if you want to call it that, for one U.S. Federal Reserve note, dollar. The huge difference is the buying power and the value of the U.S. Treasury certificate. And I am told that that $1 U.S. Treasury certificate will have the buying power of a dollar in the 1950s, which means you can buy 5 loaves of bread with that $1 U.S. Treasury certificate. Now, whether it turns out to be U.S. Treasury certificate, I'm also hearing that there may be a U.S. Treasury note, which I am totally against, but I don't know what the powers that be at the top of the global financial food chain are doing, even though I do have connections at that level. So it's going to be one or the other, but either way, it's going to be gold-backed, and it will have the buying power of the 1950s. This I do know. And there will be a period of time when you are allowed to exchange your cash, your Federal Reserve note, U.S. dollars, for U.S. Treasury certificates or notes, as the case may be. And at the close of that period, the exchange will be over. And if you didn't exchange your money, too bad for you. And that's the best understanding that I have of the situation at this time.
Thank you. Welcome. Appreciate it.
Next.
Since how everybody's so quiet,
mm-hmm.
I got a question, and it may be out of line, and maybe I'm showing my ignorance by asking this question, but there was a thing I read about a website about Nasara, and it talked about some of the same stuff that you talked about, but supposedly there was a law passed, but by some.
I'm currently going to lump this all together. I'm not going to talk about Nasara. I'm not going to talk about Kisara. I'm not going to talk about the prosperity package. I'm not going to talk about the St. Germain's Trust. I'm not going to talk about the global accounts. That is all separate from what I have discussed. And there is a great amount of uncertainty and unknowns about all of those prospective accounts, and some of which may be true, some of which may be not. In another discussion, I'd be happy to share with you what I've gleaned and what I think I know and the rumors that I've heard, but that has absolutely zero, zip, zilch, nada to do with what I have presented here this evening.
Understood.
Okie dokie. Good question. Very good question.
So
it's going to be interesting.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
This currency that's coming, or whatever you call it, the treasury things, are they national currency?
United States Treasury.
So that, okay. It's
and
not
I
like
mean
the Federal.
Republic of the United States of America Treasury.
All right now.
I don't mean the U.S. Inc. Treasury Corporation. I
All
mean
right.
the Republic of the United States of America, U.S. Treasury certificate or note, as it turns out.
Okay, thank you. That clarifies that, because
right.
I didn't know whether it was, I mean,
that's,
I didn't
that's
know whether
the purpose
it was
of taking down the central banking system globally.
John,
okay, see that.
From Florida.
Yeah, go ahead, sir.
Let me make the comment and about the currencies. Definition of U.S. dollar is 371 and one quarter pure grain of silver.
No. They blew that out of the water with Tricky Dick Nixon. That's been long gone.
No.
Long gone.
Let me tell you about the Nixon. On September 15, 1971, what Nixon did, he ended the Bretton Woods Agreement.
Correct.
Bretton Woods Agreement was that any country who trade with United States and they accumulate over the 1 year positive balance, they can ask United States to pay them for every $33 and change, 1 ounce of gold, And that's what was Bretton Woods. That's what happened and during the Nixon. Nothing to do with the silver. Silver, Supreme Court opinion that the government, you cannot give you the lawful money of United States. They can give you the Federal Reserve note. And I don't remember the what was the court opinion, but that's what happened. Second, you mentioned North Korea. I think North Korea is one of the six countries where they, where their central bank is not in the control of the, how you put it, Khazarian mafia or, you know, synagogue of Satan. And what they want, all the central banks be under their control. And I don't think that North Korea is for so many years isolated. I don't think they have any impact. What they do, they try to obtain presumably the atomic weapons so nobody can touch them because United States cannot attack the equal partner who have, you know, their weapons of that kind. That's the comment on the North Korea. However, American people are so gullible. They like to follow chain of commands. This guy said that, so I have to listen to them. Next guy, and they're usually looking, you know, the guy in the government. I'm attending the meetings in the municipal corporations, and those people are dumb, stupid, and they're never going to listen to you. That's what I got to say.
Okay, thank you, sir. Well, I'm going to beg to differ with you respectfully on several points. Number one, the United States Inc. Corporation will not give anybody anything in the way of gold and silver, regardless of whatever agreements existed prior. That I know for a fact. Number two, I know for a fact that North Korea is controlled by the Khazarian mafia. This is the last hinge pin, and this is what the positive military and white hats at the top of the military food chain have reiterated and told me. So that's number two, and I forget what the hell my third point was. But I will tell you, I share what I know to be true or believe to be true at the moment, and I generally don't use beliefs because I either know or I don't. And okay. What I have been told has been consistent over the last 5 years. None of this has changed, although the battle plans have shifted slightly.
Well, look, I have not tried to I don't know myself, but what I know, I just told you, and this is my belief.
Yeah, I appreciate your points of view, and it does have some merit.
I would say that we have so much silver in America, if they link the amount of the dollar in circulation. Do you know how much dollar in the circulation is throughout the world? I mean, physical, you know, Federal Reserve note, paper money. Do you know how much?
No
clue. I'll give you the answer. $1.3 billion. I'm sorry, $1.3 trillion. That's it. Everything is the points, credit, whatever you have written in the bank. It's but physical paper money ever produced by the Federal Reserve System is only $1.3 trillion. If you take this money and you weight all the silver we have, you would come up to some number, and that could be new definition of the U.S. dollar. But doing that, you would take away power of created money out of thin air from what you call Khazarian mafia. I call it synagogue of Satan, and they're never going to let you do that.
That's why they're being taken down. But the other point I want to make here that perhaps I did not make strongly enough is that playtime is over. There is no more time for discussion. There is no more time for negotiation. There is no more time for planning. This is going down. the sands in the hourglass are running out. Now, I will tell you.
Something
will,
that will change. Something will change, and I hope that it will change for better.
And I'm having this conversation this evening because I believe, I think, I know, I've been told, I am acting accordingly that this is imminent, right now. And I will also go back and tell you or remind folks if they didn't catch it when it happened, and now I'm losing track. It was at least 12 to 15 weeks ago when I officially declared that the doo-doo hit the fan. And we've all been waiting for the doo-doo to hit the fan. And I predicted years ago that when it happened, nobody would notice. And on that day, these things occurred. Trump met with the foreign minister of Russia. Then he met with the foreign minister of Ukraine. Then he fired Comey. And the most important of all four, he told Kissinger to go screw himself. Now, I'm going to explain to you where Trump came from and why he became president. Trump was agreed to be the spokesperson for the positive military and White Hats, and he was hired on as president to negotiate the surrender of the cabal. That was his job, and that is his job. He's nothing more than another rider in the posse, is the positive military and the White Hats that are controlling the show. Now, I'm not even going to get into why we knew on this day that the cabal was never going to surrender, because that's beyond the comprehension of this conversation. But it was known on that day that the cabal was not going to surrender. And that's when he told Kissinger, the most important spokesperson for the cabal on the planet, to go screw himself. And that's when the positive military White Hats took the leash off of Trump and let him run, and we've seen that going on in the mainstream media, and that's where this blitzkrieg on North Korea is coming. And the third point I wanted to make, and I'm not going to get into this discussion as to why this is true, there isn't a nuke on the planet that will work. All nukes have been disarmed. They're worthless. It ain't never going to happen. And so that was my final point.
I got another question I'd like to ask.
Yes, sir.
In respect to money, you said that the dollars, the Federal Reserve dollars in your pocket, you'll be there on a certain day or a certain period of time, you'll be able to exchange them for real dollars. We'll say just dollars in your banking account or savings account. Do we need to go pull it out, or is it going to be safe? And once the exchange happens, that money in the checking accounts when we draw it out will be the real money.
I'm going to tell you. Yes, I do follow you exactly, and I understand your concern, but when you ask a question like this, it indicates to me that we just don't grasp the incredible size and scope of this project to take down the entire financial system of the planet and bring up the new one. And in that process, that is covered somewhere. So I would say, yes, that's not a concern, that we will be able to do the one-to-one exchange with the money in our accounts at some point, and that they've got that covered.
Okay, because I do understand, or I think I understand the enormity, because the, let's call them the black market trade, just for name, with these bankers.
I'll give you the official term. They call it the dark screen. Now
okay.
You know the real term the cabal uses. It's called the dark screen.
Okay, so the dark screen, they probably have at least equal of the dark money as there is light money, and it could be even larger. So I have some understanding of that. So, yes, I understand the enormity of what this change is going to bring about.
Yeah. As far as the dark screen, fake money, it's all numbers on a screen. It means nothing. You pull the plug, poof, it's gone. The only thing that's going to count, and that's why you have seen orchestrated crashes throughout our history, and then when the markets crash and real estate values go down, the bad guys go in and they buy everything on pennies on the dollar, and then for a period of time they run the market back up and they crash the system and buy everything on, and that's why all of the bad guys have been buying up gold and silver and real estate over the last, since 2008 specifically, because they were getting ready for the next orchestrated crash. Well, all that power has been removed. They don't have control of that anymore.
Because I've read some books, I've read them online, and they talked about the system, and a friend of mine and I have been talking, and he's been educating me about how the Federal Reserve loans you a dollar, but then they turn around and you pay them a dollar, and they can loan out $10 or $100 off of your one real dollar. So, yeah.
Correct. That's fractional reserve banking. Exactly correct. But all of that is fake. It's all fraud. And when you pull the plug on the dark string, it just goes poof. And the only thing left is real estate, gold, silver, oil, platinum, wheat, soybeans, corn, you know, the tangible commodities.
Okay. The real thing.
Dan, I am from Florida. One more time. What do you know about IMF special drawing rights?
When we pull the plug on the dark string, it goes poof. Special drawing rights is a cabal scam. It has nothing to do with the new financial system. Nothing.
Good. It is present system.
Yep. That's all dark screen fraud.
This is Nikki. I'm sorry. Is there someone else who wants to speak? That's fine.
No, go ahead, Nikki.
Okay, what I was going to add to the conversation going on here as far as the monetary system goes is that since 1965, when the silver was taken out of the coin, we, on our full faith and credit of the American people, have been bonded in order to produce those notes. So therefore, we had become the creditor. Now, if we're part of a corporation and we are franchised to vote, we have a say in how this corporation behaves, and they are wasting and abusing our funds. Therefore, just by their own laws, I mean, it's possible to just wind up that corporation and dissolve it and have every one of those dollars that we were bonded for paid back to us with interest.
Now, as I mentioned, when you pull the plug on a dark screen, that all goes down. But I would like to just stop a moment, and I want all of you to reflect on where this conversation has gone, because you're all succumbing to your brainwashing, your conditioning, your programming, and your mind control of the Babylon black magic debt slave system, and all you're talking about is money. My purpose in this conversation this evening is to get ready for the shit to hit the fan, to have your food, your water, your pet food, your meds, your guns, your ammo, your junk silver ready. That's the purpose. You've got to take this seriously. You got to get ready. When they pull the plug, all this other happy horse crap goes away, and yet you are succumbing to your conditioning, all our conditioning, because all our lives and for generations prior, our parents, our grandparents, our great-grandparents, our great-great-grandparents, they have all been sucked into this money, 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 money. That's all being taken care of. That's all going out the window. I will tell you, we haven't gotten into this conversation. You want to talk about money? All right, let's talk about real money. Let's start fooling around. Okay, there are quadrillions and quintillions of dollars within the global accounts. And I will tell you, within 24 months, every man, woman, and child on this planet breathing will have free food, clothing, health care, and education. And when you start talking about money in 2012, the UN did a study to find out just exactly how much that would cost. And they came up with a figure of $800 billion a year. It is estimated that the Rothschild scumbags, having stolen money from your great-great-great-great-great-grandparents on up to today, their family fortune is worth $500 trillion, with a T. And if you take that $800 billion and you divide that into $500 trillion, you will find out that the program that I just mentioned, free food, clothing, shelter, health care, and education for every man, woman, and child on the planet, can be done for well over 400 years. And we haven't even started talking about real money yet. We're only talking about chump change. We're only talking about $500 trillion. You want to talk about money? We can talk about money, but real money. Quadrillions and quintillions of dollars. There is so much frickin' gold and silver and money out there, it is ungodly. And there is absolutely no reason that anybody has to pay to live on this planet other than the fact that evil people have made us live that way.
That's right.
I want you to start putting your head into the new paradigm and understand that money will eventually be phased out. We are going to, and I'm going to continue this conversation. We already have Star Trek replicators on this planet. We already have free energy devices on this planet. And everybody's going to be having, within 24 to 36 months, the vast majority of households will have a free energy device and a replicator. That will destroy the entire retail trade. You will never go to the store for anything ever again. You will just go up to your replicator, press a button, and out pops a blouse, out pops a bra, out pops a pair of shoes, out pops a coffee cup, out pops a pizza. This is real. It exists now. And there is absolutely no need for money in that process. Now, in this process of transition, we can't just suddenly go from thousands of years of this Babylon black magic money debt slave system to a cash to no money needed at all. We're going to have to transition, and we're going to transition from the dark screen to a legitimate transparent banking system to a digital currency to absolutely money's never needed at all. That is our path on this planet. That is what is going to happen. That is reality. And so I feel sad when we fixate the second half of this conversation on money. And trust me, I understand your concerns. I'm not making light of that. But I would like you to focus, if we're going to talk about money, let's talk about real money. And let's talk about where this planet is going. And so with that, I yield. Next question. Hello? Am I still here?
Yeah, I had a quick question.
You're good.
What's the website you're referring to on that briefing? Oh, my gosh. Let me bring that back up. Oh, my gosh. Where the heck is it? I'll have it for you in just a second. Let me go over to my browser. Where the hell is it? Oh, because the screensaver shut her down. Blah, 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 blah. And that is communityleadersbrief.org, /section 2. Well, like I said, all you have to do is type in. All you got to do is type in "community leaders brief" in any search engine, and it pops right up. Okay, and I thought there was something a shorter site than that, like move on.
No, the name of the organization that wrote this letter was called Prepare for Change. If that's your question.
And they don't. That's their website.
I guess so. It's been so long, I haven't checked in years. Like I said, I've had this document ready to go for this moment for years.
He heard you mention .org.
Sorry, what was that?
you heard him mention MoveOn.org.
Yeah, MoveOn.org is like a George Soros site, though.
Well, every organization everywhere is infiltrated, so I'm not going to get into that because that, again, is programming and mind control. The cabal has taught all of us to think in terms of either this guy is a good or he is bad, or this organization is good or it's bad, or it's this or it's that. The truth of the matter is everything is in between. Nobody is all good. Nobody is all bad. It's always a mixed bag of nuts, and it's up to us as humans, as thinking human beings, to use our discernment. And as Mr. Spock once said on Star Trek to Captain Kirk, I will have an answer for your question as soon as I extract the intel from the data. And that's exactly what I task all of you, no matter who is giving you the information. Even if it's Soros himself, I don't care. Even Soros will tell you some truth, and it's up to you to figure out, to extract the intel from the data, to figure out what he's lying about and what he's telling the truth. So I don't care. Every organization is neither good nor bad. They're all infiltrated. Everything is neither good nor bad. You have to use your own heart to discern what is true and what is not.
All right, thanks. That's all I have.
Okay, thank you very much.
John, as far as this new advanced technology and every household having it, who will provide every household to have it?
I would venture to guess, and this is just my guess, because I already know who's put out the healing machines. Those are already on the market. I already got my girlfriend a session with the healing machine. I know who is working with the free energy device. They're in the process of hiring a manufacturer now. I have zero clue about where the replicators are, but I will tell you that I would expect, as we transition, the first ones that come out on the market were going to be super expensive, and those that have a fair amount of money will be the first on their block to have it, just like TVs in the 50s. Why would it be any different now? And at some point, the prices will come down, and 24 to 36 months down the road, when all the smoke is cleared, we got rid of all of the bad guys, and the NLA has already restored the court system, and all the bad guys have paid retribution, and all that crap is done, at some point, you'll just be given it.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. We have to transition between where we are and where we're going. That's just logical. It would be wonderful if E.T. just landed on the Rose Garden and pressed a button, and all of a sudden, magically, we didn't need any money, and everybody had food, clothing, shelter, health care, and education, and everybody had a replicator and free energy. That would be wonderful. But that ain't reality. There's got to be a transition period to phase all this stuff in.
You know,
so I just look at our history.
Yeah,
go ahead.
And you make a good point there. And when you say that, it reminds me when I was thinking about this idea of prosperity for everyone. Let me know what you think about this. I've known plenty, at least a handful personally, of trust fund kids in my life. And only one of them, a fellow I went to grade school with, his name was Gary, only one of them, this fellow Gary, actually had any get up and go. He was the only one that was ever motivated. All the others that I knew, he was to inherit a good deal of money at the age of 25. And he was on his way to becoming a doctor. He was highly motivated. But every other trust funder I knew fell to crap. And this idea that everyone will be provided for, I'm concerned, especially if especially with all our brainwashing, it concerns me that so many people could as well fall to crap. Do you see what I'm getting at here?
I understand perfectly well, but you're looking at it in terms of the old paradigm and the Babylon black magic money debt slave system. Let me explain to you what our future is supposed to be like. We have been brainwashed and mind controlled into the nanny state. And it is the nanny state that put us into the mood that you had just said. And your point is well taken. You are absolutely correct. But the point of all of this is, I said, everybody will have food, clothing, shelter, health care, and education. However, we have to be responsible. We have to shake off this nanny state mentality. We have to bring ourselves back to what we are, were designed for by our Creator as a human species. We have to be responsible for ourselves, and everybody in our society will be required to be productive. Now, currently, for thousands of years, we've been told that being productive means how much money you make. That's crap. That's a fallacy. That's a fraud. That never should have been. It was never supposed to happen on this planet. But everybody is required to be responsible and productive. If you want to be a milkman, go be a milkman. If you want to be an artist, go be an artist. If you want to play music, go play music. If you want to be an engineer, go be an engineer. If you want to be a doctor, go be a doctor. It doesn't matter what the hell you do, but you have to be responsible. You have to contribute to society as a responsible human being. We have to unlearn all of the programming that have been shoved up our butts for thousands of years and get back to who we really are. And that is my answer to your question.
And what you've just said, John, is you've just laid out the plan that I wrote back in 1992. And everybody tried to tell me it was communist.
Well, here's a shocker. There have been several civilizations on this planet that were far more advanced than we were, with far higher technology. And this information has simply been hidden from us. And guess what? That is how those societies lived until they were interfered with and destroyed from the outside. What I just stated is actually incredibly ancient history. That's how our species used to live on this planet many times before. This is nothing new. This is very, very old.
Yeah, and for Christians, it's similar. It sounds like it's similar to the way that the tribes of Israel were set up, you know, where everybody, where everybody had a portion, a beneficial entitlement from the whole, you know, through the tribal councils and that type of thing. And then you were responsible, you know, to take care of your portion.
Well, if you want to play Christian with what we are, but with what I am talking about now, there's a phrase that applies directly. I am my brother's keeper. We are all connected. We are all inseparable. I can prove that to you at a quantum physics level, but we happen to be talking about a spiritual level right now. And we have to take care of each other. We have to accommodate each other. We have to love each other. We have to help each other. We have to build together. We have to contribute to each other. That is cosmic law.
Yeah. I agree. Yes, universal law is what I call it. Yes, I just love what you just said.
Well, I don't beg to differ, but my perspective is a lot bigger than just our universe, but I understand.
Well, it's still good, you know, the way that you described it. That is, I couldn't agree more.
That is cosmic law. That is what Source intended, and that is true throughout all realms and dimensions and timelines throughout creation. Nothing new. This is old. This is all old stuff. We just got Shanghai along the way, and we are now going to go back to what we originally were and are expected to be and are what we are good at. And this is very exciting to me. Yeah, we can talk about all this detailed stuff, and I'm talking about guns and crap, and you guys are talking about money and crap. The bottom line is we're restoring our planet and our species back to the high level that we used to live at. And this is incredibly exciting. Yeah, you can throw in some of this technology that's been hidden at the latest, but this is really, at its base, a spiritual transition of our species back to the high level of operation that we used to run at. And this, to me, is the most exciting thing of all.
Seems like a good place to end it for the night.
Well, okay, boys and girls, be
like
ready.
Freedom, Captain. Sounds like freedom.
Well, freedom comes with responsibility.
That's right.
Freedom ain't free. We have to be responsible. But what I'm concerned about, ladies and gentlemen, for the most part for tonight, and I love where this conversation went, some great comments, some great questions. Thank you all for that. But be advised, we're in war mode. It is momentary. Please be ready. That's my point tonight. You, me, all of us on this call, we're the ones that are going to be at the head of the spear, the tip of the spear, when all this goes down. If it doesn't happen in the next 4 weeks, so what? It's close. It's really, really, really close. And so I want all of us to be prepared so that we can be safe and that you can take care of your families and they're covered so that you have the wherewithal to help others in your community. And that's my point tonight. But I thank you all for your comments.
Good show. Thank you all.
Good night, John. Good night.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, have a good night.